Hey beautiful people. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life, especially when depression throws us a curveball. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, I get it. Life can feel like an uphill battle sometimes, right? But here's the thing, even on those darkest days, there are things we can do to take care of ourselves to build that inner strength and resilience. And today's episode is all about how to prioritize self-care during those tough depressive episodes. Because let's be real, sometimes the last thing you want to do is shower, let alone go for a walk or meditate. But trust me, even small acts of self-care can make a world of difference. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, maybe even a little bubbly. And get ready to dive into some actionable tips that'll help you feel a little bit brighter, a little bit stronger, even when the darkness feels overwhelming. Firstly, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ever heard that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. If you're constantly running on fumes, how are you supposed to show up for yourself and others? Think of self-care like charging your phone. When it's low on battery, you have to plug it in to recharge, right? Next up, let's talk about being kind to ourselves. Depression can make us our own worst critics. We tend to spiral into negative thoughts, beating ourselves up for things we haven't even done yet. But here's the deal. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of chaos? One powerful self-care tip is learning to say no. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. You know that feeling when you try to juggle too much and end up feeling burnt out? That's a clear sign it's time to prioritize self-care. Now, let's talk about movement. I'm not saying you need to run a marathon unless that's your thing. Even gentle activities like stretching, taking a walk in the sunshine, or doing some light yoga can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. You know, sometimes getting out of bed feels like an Olympic feat when depression hits. But even just moving your body a little bit can make a difference. And finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone who makes you feel supported. Sharing your feelings, even if it feels scary, can be incredibly healing. You know that feeling when you've had a rough day and just want to curl up on the couch with your favorite show? It's okay to indulge sometimes. Let yourself relax and recharge. Maybe read a good book, take a warm bath, or listen to calming music. Remember, self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about finding what brings you joy and peace. Let me share a quick story with you. Just last week, I was feeling completely drained after a series of stressful events. My usual go-to was scrolling through social media, but I knew that would only make me feel worse. So instead, I did something different. I took a walk in the park, listened to my favorite music, and treated myself to a delicious cup of herbal tea. It wasn't a grand gesture, but it made a world of difference. I felt calmer, more centered, and ready to face whatever challenges were ahead. Remember, you are worthy of self-care, even on the toughest days. These small acts of kindness towards yourself can make a huge difference in your journey through depression. So go out there. Prioritize your well-being, and remember you've got this. Now I want to hear from you. What's one self-care tip that always helps you feel better? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #SurvivingAndThriving. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of our daily doses of inspiration and support. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.